Food and a walk around a beautiful garden, a perfect combination for many people. At Reefer Gardens in Quebec, Canada, they decided to go a step further and create a garden food experience. So, what inspired this different approach? Alexander Reefer is director of Les Jardins des Métis Reefer Gardens.
We heard our young chef, Pierre Olivier, and he threw back the challenge to us, which was, I don't want to work in the kitchens, I really want to work in the garden. So the garden became a kind of a laboratory for his efforts to create a whole different culinary experience. So instead of offering quiche Lorraine with, you know, a side salad on our site, we really have the garden on the plate. So we have a beautiful spoon made of edible flowers that were picked in the morning. We have 7 different varieties of tomato in the tomato salad. So we sort of pushed it to the extent that we can. We have greenhouses and we've got a large vegetable garden. We've got some herbs that we grow, and we've got a large network of growers who supply us with fresh produce. And for us, it's been a great opportunity to move our gardeners from their world of traditional gardening, which is typically maintenance and maintaining the same plants, into the whole world of culinary experimentation, which is always moving forward, it's always changing. So it's been a wonderful, I think, opportunity and mix to see how the gardeners and the chef play off each other and how, as a consequence, our collections have grown substantially since this experiment started.
And how easy is it to maintain the look and that kind of feel of having a beautiful garden as well as having a garden that's functional for the kitchen?
It's a great challenge, but I think one that our head gardener has really met with full force. We have a garden which evolves rather quickly over the summer, so we've got a very late spring. It can get quite hot in the summer, and by September, there's frankly not a lot in bloom in the garden, so we're about 2 or 3 weeks away from our first killer frost. Whereas the vegetable garden, of course, starts off slowly, and because they're all primarily annuals, by September, it's at its best. So it's a nice kind of counterpoint in terms of the floral season. But of course, vegetables, as they are, certainly our vegetable garden, which has 150 or 160 different species and varieties, it does mean that there is a constant progression. And then with a bit of planning, you can replant things as they go out of season. So we have had that challenge, and we met it in the sense that we have a fully blooming vegetable garden that is of interest that we can now staff with somebody who explains the taste and has people wander through the garden and taste things without denuding the garden of its beauty. So it's a nice opportunity. It's a nice challenge. It takes a lot of thinking and good planning, but if done well, it really is a great attraction in a garden like ours, which by September needs some bloom and needs some interest.
By bringing these two things together, that's quite unusual. How easy do you think it is for people to go away and maybe replicate that themselves, even if it's only a small urban garden that they have?
I like to think it's easy. You know, it is not rocket science, but it is science all the same. There's a planning, there's a cycle, there's a way to grow things, there's a time to grow things. But certainly we like to share our understanding with other people, and I think most gardens in this world, be they in this continent or yours, I think most gardeners typically share they're good practices and good experiences. And you can learn a lot just by looking carefully at a good garden. You can just take some photographs, look at the articles in the garden magazine or others, and you can take away a lot from those plant-specific examples and come away with some really good ideas for your own plot or your own vegetable garden.
That's Alexander Reefer, director of Les Jardins des Métis Reefer Gardens. For more information, visit reefergardens.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.